Blog Talk Radio.
The line of my face.
Hey, yo, B, what up, A? What we want them to say, woo!
If there's a cure for this, I don't want it. Don't want it. If there's a cure for this. Hello, America. This is Jasmine. How is everyone doing? Listen, I know you guys want the show to start, and the show is not even scheduled for tonight, wasn't scheduled for tonight, but we are having a special show to end the madness about everything that's been going on this week. But I do want to say, the show was scheduled at a time today when we did not know QView was going to be scheduled for 3 hours, so we do apologize for scheduling at 11. We're going to have to wait another 45 minutes so QView can end their show, and then we will be on the air. So please, be patient and wait about 45 minutes for our show to start. You guys go over there and listen, finish listening to QView and supporting their show, and then tune in to us at midnight. One of the other reasons why we're starting at midnight is because I have a lot to say, and I want to make sure everybody is listening. So call your girlfriend, call your house parents, call bitches that have died. I want everybody on this show tonight. Again, tonight. So again, at midnight, we will tune in. In the meantime, we'll try to play some music to keep the air flowing, and we will talk to you guys soon.
The M, the I, the Z, the R, the A, the H, the I, Miserabee. It's okay, you play a talk key. Pass the blunt, this thing, girl. Pass the blunt, this thing. Pass the blunt, this thing, girl. Pass the blunt, this thing. Roll it, light it, pass the blunt. Let me get a puff so I can feel fun. Give those girls what they really, really want. Show them, show them you're really, really gone. Feels every dope voice with the act. Everybody wants to be a part of the act. Vogue and femme falling on their back. Femme queens, drag queens, ready to attack. Everybody wants to be a part of the act. Femme queens, drag queens, ready to attack. Femme queens, drag queens, pulling on the act. Work, eat it, serve it out. Work, feed it, save it out. Simon says the Vogue femme. Simon says the Vogue femme. Thank you.
Ayo B, what up, A? What we want them to say? Woo!
Got the sweetest.
the M, the I, the Z, the R, the A, the H, the I, Miserabe. It's okay, you play a talk beat. Pass the blunt, this thing, girl. Pass the blunt, this thing. Pass the blunt, this thing, girl. Pass the blunt, this thing. Roll it, light it, pass the blunt. Let me get a puff so I can feel fun. Give those girls what they really, really want. Show them you're really, really gone. Pills every dope boy's pussy cat. Everybody wants to be a part of the act. Vogue and Fim falling on their back. Fim queens, drag queens, ready to attack. Everybody wants to be a part of the act. Fim queens, drag queens, ready to attack. Fim queens, drag queens, pulling on the act. Work, eat it, serve it out. Work, feed it, save it out. Simon says the Vogue Fim. Simon says the Vogue Fim. Fim and da 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 da.
I'm a soldier.
Yo, B, what up, A? What we want them to say.
Please.
For this. ladies and gentlemen, the icon himself.
But definitely,
Andre.
And put your hands together for the bass, the real.
To be real.
Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
The legendary Kelly Mizrahi.
Oh yes, bitch, we are back, honey, for a special installment of the show, honey. We are here and we are live and we are on the air. I'm supposed to be perming my hair, getting a pedi and a manicure done right now and shit. But honey, it's been so much motherfucking madness going on since about 8 o'clock tonight, since I walked in the door from BBQ's and my play with my husband. And so we had to come on, girl, to wrap up all the motherfucking madness, honey. The icon is en route from the Atlanta Alliance meeting for the awards ball. The icon will be on soon. Yes, the icon will be on really soon. The legendary Oprah mother herself, Jasmine Couture Mizrahi, will also be on the line. The legendary Realness Diva herself, Nicole Icon, will be on the phone. And I am here, the legendary Oprah East Coast mother of the House of Miss Motherfucking Rahi. It's here on the line with you girls. It's going to be some madness and it's going to be some shit this thing. Girls, I took a blood pressure pill this morning when I woke up. And I'm only supposed to take one a day, bitch. But I...
Hello, America. What's going on? Oh. Is anybody there? Am I all by myself? Where is everyone?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the icon himself.
But definitely
Andre Mizrahi.
The icon is here.
What the fuck is going on?
And
I heard.
Put your hands together. On the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
The legendary Kelly Mizrahi.
No, girls, I did not take a pill, but I did not take that type of pill. I took a high blood pressure pill, but I should have been on a motherfucking ecstasy, bitch, so I could have really took off like I'm going to take off, bitch. But I would have took off even more if I was on a motherfucking ecstasy. But, Andre, go ahead. I'm going to hold back for a minute. You go ahead, Andre.
Well, I just want to know if this solidifies my status of icon, bitch. I didn't know I was that important about the situation.
Bitch, you was on three different shows tonight, bitch. You are iconic, bitch.
I am the iconic of all icons. I don't have nothing negative to say about anyone. I'm just loving everyone for loving me. Now y'all can take off. How you doing?
Well, can we get a little theme music, Mr. from the legendary overall mother herself, Jasmine Couture, Ms. Rahi, please? Bring her on the line, honey. Yes, Nicole is here. Nicole, say hi to the girls.
Is Creamy Nature there?
Hello?
Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Hey.
It's Jasmine. What's going on?
Okay. Wow. You guys really caught me off guard with everything. Where do I start? How's everybody doing today on our day off and stuff like that? You know, what was everybody up to?
Well, I was chilling until my angel phone rang, and I was brought onto the show, so I'm chilling.
But I was actually at the Alliance meeting for Atlanta, Georgia for the awards ball. That was a mess in many ways, too. But that's where I was.
Okay. Listen, everybody, and I want you people to cast members to listen carefully. I have a lot to say about tonight, and it may turn into a debate between ourselves. It may turn into a debate with the chat room. It may turn into a debate with all the listeners, but I'm going to express myself, and pretty much I want people to call in and express themselves as well. I want people in the chat room to say what they have to say as well, but what I'm not going to tolerate is a whole bunch of rudeness. I'm not going to tolerate a whole bunch of disrespect, a whole bunch of attacking. I'm not going to deal with that tonight. Tonight's my day off. I had other things to do. I usually don't, you know, deal with all this stuff. But when I feel that things get out of hand, I kind of step in and I feel like everything pretty much is out of control. This show tonight is not going to be round three of Jamal and Andre. I think Jamal and Andre are both adults, and they need to handle what they are going through in their own private manner. I think Andre expressed himself last night. I think Jamal expressed himself tonight. And I think the next level that they need to go to is expressing themselves to each other and walking away from this as leaders and icons in this scene. I respect Jamal to the fullest. I have nothing against him. I respect him. I've respected him since day one. Lopez speaks very highly of him because they were in the same house. Jamal, I have nothing but respect for you, so this is nothing to be a personal, this is not a personal attack against you or anything like that. I also have a lot of respect towards the House of Milan as well. The House of Milan has supported many functions that I have been a part of. No matter what personal issues I may have with certain individuals within the house, I still respect each other, and I think those leaders that I may have personal issues with, we are able to sit down and still carry ourselves like an adult to make this community and ballroom scene better, and that's what we have done in the past. So nothing is going against the House of Milan. Nothing is going against Jamal. This is not any personal attack against anyone. So that is where my personal feelings go as far as that Andre and Jamal issue goes. What I do want to address is what is called the quote-unquote radio wars, okay? And we are talking about the different shows that Blog Talk has that deals with the ballroom community. We're talking about the red carpet. We're talking about Q View. We're talking about What's the Tea. We're talking about Tens or Chops. We're talking about the different radio shows that are out there. Now, my personal issues are against some of the things that happen on the different radio shows. You guys, some of you guys support our show, and some of you guys have personal feelings against our show. And if that is fine. You're entitled to feel that way. You guys are entitled to not listen to this show, not listen to the archives, not participate in the chat room. You guys have every right to do that. But I'm going to start off with each show, okay? And you guys may say, well, where is this leading to? This has nothing to do with what was going on today. But, yes, it does. In my eyes, it does, because I listened to the red carpet today. I listened to Q View today. And I seen a lot of stuff and I heard a lot of stuff that I did not like. And I'm going to bring them up. And tomorrow you guys may be reading me and saying whatever you guys have to say. And you know what? I really don't care because it's my opinion. This is how I feel, okay? If you guys don't like it, so what? Now, I'm not going to sit here and try to get all stupid and ghetto and say, I don't give a fuck what you think. You ain't going to beat my ass and all the rest of that shit. But in all personally, I really don't care what you think, in all honesty. I'm just voicing my opinion. I'm sure you guys will voice your opinions as well. We're going to start off with the red carpet. I think the red carpet is a show. I think each show has their own unique style. No, let's start off with What's the Tea. I think each show has a unique style. I think that What's the Tea show is a very good show. I think that their show accommodates a certain audience. I think that they have different topics. I think that they have good energy. I think that they're really good. I have no personal issues against the red car. I mean, against What's the Tea. And I welcome you guys to call in. I welcome you guys to please call into our show. You guys claim that you guys invite us to call into your show, and we don't call into your show, and you guys have invited us a million times to call into your show, but we don't come on. Well, I invite you guys to come over here, too. And what are we going to do, play tit for tat? Well, you guys don't come on our show, we're not going to come on your show, or whatever. It doesn't matter. But tonight, let's end it. Let's start a whole new beginning, because enough is enough. That's why tonight's topic is End the Madness. So why don't we start tonight? We welcome you to come to our show and express what you guys like and don't like about this show. I'm telling you because I pay for this show. I started this show. It's my show. I continue this show. What I don't like about the other shows. What's the Tea? Mad props. I give it to you, mad props. Red Carpet, I think you guys are really full of shit. And I'm going to tell you why. I think you guys have a good topic sometimes. I think you guys go in a good direction. But my personal issue is with the icon, Kevin Omni. This is exactly why the ballroom scene, it cannot move any forward than we're trying to do. We're trying to get right now. You are an icon. You are somebody who has been in this scene for so many years. And you sit there, and I'm not defending Andre. I have nothing to do with Andre being in the same house as I am or being a part of this show. It just has to do with what I see. You are supposed to be a leader, and you sat there in that chat room and attacked Andre left and right toward him, a whole new asshole. But you are supposed to be a leader. How could you do that? And, Kai, that is your show. How do you allow that to happen? Never once do I allow Kelly or anybody on this show to sit there and say the things that they said in that chat room against Andre. But yet, you have children, young children, that are reading this and listening to this show. And yet they're looking at a leader, talk about another leader, quote-unquote leaders, in this scene, and how can they move forward when you have this going on? And then you have another party on there repeating everything word for word. You should have downloaded the archives, uploaded it into your switchboard, and just played what Andre said last night. You guys sat there and said it word for word and made a whole topic and mockery against what Andre said. And I don't understand that. You are supposed to be a leader, and you know that I'm right. You're like 60 years old. Why would you? My grandmother, I don't get that. That to me, that is just a mess. A mess. I just really feel that it's a mess. I think that it's just a lot of hating and jealous people on that end. And let me start off from the beginning. Tom Blumenthal started this blog talk, whatever you want to call it, era, whatever the word is. Somebody in the chat room, help me, Mr. Man. What am I trying to say? The blog talk, what? Nation, era, whatever you want to call it. But Tom started this. And Tom, if anybody knows, me and Tom are really close. And Tom came to me and said, Jasmine, I cannot do this no more. I'm moving. Phenomenon, yes, that's the word. I can't do this no more. I'm moving, but I don't want it to stop. What do you think we should do? I don't know who I can trust this to. And I said, well, what do you think? You know, he's like, I don't know. I don't want to deal with Kelly. I don't want to deal with this one. I said, give it to Andre. A lot of people listen to Andre. Give it to Andre. And if everybody knows, remembers from day one, Tom allowed us to use his show, his switchboard, to start this, to continue what we were doing. Movement. That's another one. The Block Talk movement. And Tom allowed us to start this and continue what he was doing. But then he said, in case anything got out of control, he didn't want his name to be attached to it, you know, the whole, whatever his show was called, I can't even remember right now. So go ahead and create one of your own, but just continue with it. And we continued with what Tom started. And then all of a sudden, the other one started popping up. Nobody's saying that you guys can't do it. You guys have every right to do it. I did it. I personally, a lot of people don't know Jasmine Couture's history, but I'm a person that'll go out there and work for a company, deal with companies, merge with companies, buy out companies, start new companies. If you guys want to sit there and continue the trend, you do it. That's how you make money. That's how I made money. That's how you continue. Not saying you're making money off of this, but you continue with an idea and you take it into your own vision. And that's what you guys have every right to do. But I think a lot of you motherfuckers started your shit to personally attack what we do, or to personally say what we are doing is not right, or we're just a whole bunch of this and that, so we're going to do it in a different way. You guys have every right to do it, but stop attacking us. Kevin Omni's words tonight was his own words. Chat room, 52 people in the chat room, the people that are listening on the phone, Kevin Omni called y'all a whole bunch of children. Well, their audience is a whole bunch of children. So what is he saying about the ballroom community? That you guys are just a whole bunch of children? That you guys have no meaning to this scene? That you guys are not the future of this scene? How can we respect a person that just looks at us as a whole bunch of children? They're just a whole bunch of children. I mean, seriously. This is what you have, and then you have them personally attacking Andre, personally attacking Jack, and whenever he's feeling this one. I mean, seriously. I think it's a mess. And then Kelly gets on the show, and what happens the last 15 minutes? He's arguing with Kelly. Kai is arguing with Kelly. Why are you arguing with Kelly on the air? This is your show. You are the host. Why are you arguing with her? And you're making comments before that. You're making personal comments like, oh, child, why are you saying that? Why are you bringing her on? I don't see it. I really don't see it, but that's my opinion. Make a show tomorrow and talk about me. You can say whatever you want. I really don't give a fuck. That's exactly how I feel. I just really, really don't see it. And I'm sorry if you guys take it personally, but if you guys sit down and think about it, that's just how I feel. Huh?
Hello?
I really think it's just, I think it's just real stupid, because what you're doing is, again, we're supposed to be leaders. And Andre makes a lot of mistakes on this show. Kelly does make a lot of mistakes on this show. A lot of people make a lot of mistakes on this show. But yet, we don't sit here and personally attack other people like that. I don't think it should be like that. I know, and let's just say it like this. You know what? I'm not speaking for Andre, and I'm not speaking for Kelly, but I'm speaking for myself. I don't personally attack you guys like that. So for you guys to sit here and attack this show and attack our audience, the audience. When you speak about this show, you're speaking about the people in the chat room, Gorgeous George, Toy Boy, Mr. Man. You're speaking, you're calling them children, you're calling them this, you're calling them that. I think it's just a damn fool. I really do. And then half of the time, you take our topics or whatever we create or whatever we start, and you run over there with it, and you start it. Be original. You say that, oh, well, our show doesn't have a topic. Our show doesn't have a topic. That's why. That's why we don't call to your show, because you don't have a topic. Well, honey, there's about hundreds of people that listen. If you look at our numbers, you will see we don't have to have a topic because they're listening. I've seen your numbers. Your numbers are fucking full. You have a topic and you have a general listening audience, but yet you don't have the audience. And everybody knows, everybody loves scandals. Everybody loves the gossip. That's why they are tuned in right now, because they are loving the gossip and the scandals. If we sat here and had a topic, just like Kelly said the other day, we talked about Gail and Gail status, and the numbers completely dropped. You guys don't want to hear that. And that's why your audience, you don't have that many people listening to your show. You don't have that many people in your chat room. Our chat room has reached over 100 at different times. Your chat room doesn't even reach over 25 to 30. And you know that I'm motherfucking right. I'm sorry if it's not nice, but it's fucking true. So stop attacking. What you're doing is attacking, and you're attacking because you really can't take. I just, bottom line, I would just sit there and just do what you can do, or unite. We can all unite and make this better. Like today, I'll give you a prime example. Today the red carpet pushed everybody to QVU. QVU pushed everybody over here. We can always do that. We can always help each other. But how are we going to help each other if we're personally attacking each other? And that's exactly why this ballroom is where it's at now. We can't even get past a fucking Blog Talk Radio. How are we going to move forward with legendary statuses? We can't even get past a fucking house meeting. How are we going to move forward with statuses in the community? We can't even pick of the years at nomination meetings without arguing. How are we going to have a meeting about statuses in the community? You have too many power heads that are just continuously bumping all the time. And that's my personal feeling about that. Now I'm going to move over to QVU. I have no problem with QVU whatsoever. I think they're a great show. Their show has different people, different spokespersons. They have different groups. Everybody speaks at different times. I think it's a very wonderful show. But what I am going to say about QVU is I don't like what the fuck you guys did tonight in that chat room. Kelly was wrong for promoting in the chat room, and she knows she was wrong, and I addressed her with it. We don't allow it, and you guys shouldn't allow it. You guys are right. But what you failed to do was you sat there and you muted her and you unmuted her, and I don't care if you handled it, because I'm handling it now. You muted her, you unmuted her. What you should have did was kicked her out. That means that you guys really don't know how to use the chat room that well. You should have kicked it. When you highlight her name and kick, it kicks her all the way out of the chat room. When you mute, it only mutes for 30 seconds or 60 seconds.
by you guys doing the mutant game, what do you have? A whole bunch of other people in there laughing and making a mockery of Kelly. How are we supposed to be sister shows and uniting when we're doing shit like that? Send her a private message if she's doing something wrong, and she will sit there and stop it or whatever. But don't make a mockery of her. And you have a whole new topic in the chat room about, oh, Kelly going to serve you. Oh, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Come on. That doesn't make no sense. Again, if y'all don't like it, I'm sorry, but I'm just expressing myself. And that's how I feel. I feel that we need to sit down. We need to do something about this because enough is enough. And I'm starting with the radio wars. Something needs to stop about this because why are we doing this? Why are we sitting here attacking each other? Why? It doesn't make any sense. My personal feeling, and y'all can say who the fuck is she, where she come from, or whatever. I came in this scene in mid-90s. I left. I had enough. I stopped. I found myself in the back sitting at a bar drinking, walking out of the place getting high and getting drunk. I got tired. I packed my shit and I moved to Chicago where I didn't know a motherfucking soul. Found myself a job and started working. Moved myself up in a company, made my money, and went into business myself. And I did all that by not being a part of the ballroom scene. I made enough money to build my homes, build my companies, and did what I had to do, and then I came back. I came back to make a difference in this ballroom community. Not making a difference, but helping to change a life. If I can just make one person happy for the night, for the week, for the month, by awarding them $5,000 where they don't have to worry about a bill for that month or whatever, that's what my goal was, and I started that with the first $5,000. And I continued that trend. I didn't make no money off of it. I walked into a ballroom and I awarded somebody $5,000. I didn't make no profit off of the door. I just walked in and said, here goes $5,000 to help change someone's life. And I did that. You guys made a mockery of it. You guys said, oh, she's buying her way into the ballroom. And she's just trying to buy this and buy that. Bitch, I don't give a fuck. If I wanted to buy something, why would I buy my way into the fucking ballroom? I'll buy my way onto motherfucking TV. What is the ballroom going to do for me? I help change people's lives. I help that. I work towards that. Raquel appreciated that. Deshaun appreciated that. Deshaun got that money at a time when he needed it, when he lost his mom and was raising his brothers. It helped Ayana to finish school, pay for her schooling and stuff. I put money in these people's pockets to help them. You motherfuckers ain't never did that and ain't going to never do that. And if you guys do it, you're not doing it with the soul heart that I did it with. And for the past year, by me sitting here sponsoring this radio show and continuing with this radio show, it's because of my love for the people. So you guys have something to listen to. I've spoke about this with Jahira numerous times. If these shows can go on and it can help somebody from walking the streets at that time frame, they're sitting there listening to the show and maybe they're not getting high. They're not sucking somebody's dick off of a chat line. They're too busy calling in here and not calling a chat line and getting fucked up or beat up by the trade. That's why I do this show. To help somebody, if it can help one person, it helps. That's why I do it. That's why I have done it. And a lot of you guys cannot take it because a lot of you guys do not know Jasmine. A lot of you, and I don't allow you to know me. My door is open. You can, you know, come over here. But I'm not sitting there trying to have a whole bunch of friends and everybody up in my house. And then, child, you need to stay here for a week and a month. And child, I ain't going through all that. Child, please. I kicked my own brother out. My own blood brother. I raised him when my mother died since he was 12. I kicked him out at 21 because all his ass wanted to fucking do was sit there and smoke weed and hang out. You know what I did on his 21st birthday? For his birthday, I went and found him an apartment, paid for it for a month, and packed his bags. And when he came home from work, I said, you know what you got for your birthday? Your own apartment. It's time for you to go. I'm not sitting here holding hands. I'm not sitting here helping you. I'm not going to help people that don't want the help, that don't need the help, that don't deserve the help. I'm not going to sit here and do that. And I've learned over the past couple of years by the things that I've done in this ballroom, sponsoring these categories and stuff, a lot of you people don't appreciate it. You guys sit here and make jokes and make comments, people that are supposed to be in my own house, other leaders, people that call me and supposed to be my best friends. You sit there and you talk with your other people and make mockeries of me. But you think I care? I really don't care about that. That doesn't hurt me. That doesn't break me. But believe me, I know that you're doing it. I know the ones that appreciate me. And I know the ones that don't appreciate me, but I still do what I do. I know the ones that appreciate this show, and I know the ones that don't appreciate this show. I know the ones that appreciate the balls, and I know the ones that don't appreciate the balls. But the bottom line is this show is not about me tonight. This show is about enough is enough. End it. It really needs to stop because I'm having enough of it. I'm sorry to say this, but if it continues, there wouldn't be no more Tons of Chops because I will end this show. QView and Red Carpet, you guys can continue.
Oh, we're not going nowhere. How are you going to sit there and say we're going to end the show? Why are you playing yourself?
Because I don't have time.
Oh, no,
I'm not going to sit here and...
the time. You can't
okay,
keep
but
there. We're going to end our show. QView and Red Carpet and whatever else, we ain't going nowhere. That's not the...
Okay.
The battle don't end like that. No. Uh-uh.
Okay, let's... no, but my thing is this. You're right, Nicole. But my thing is a person can take but so much. When we get enough, when enough is enough, Andre has said this a million times, I'm getting tired of this. Enough is enough. When you got to get pushed to that point and you keep listening to this, enough
is
enough.
This is what we
enough.
Get. If you want to be in, when you wanted to separate yourself from it, you left, you went to Chicago, you went and did whatever you did. Andre is going to get this publicity. He is Andre. He's regardless. He's in the spotlight. This is all, like, for me, this is not very much. It's a respect factor that I believe that's going on. There's no respect going on. But we came up, the ballroom came up from competition. If we all hugged and kissed each other, we would never battle each other. But there should be some type of respect. There. If you don't like with someone,
right.
That you don't, I don't think that if maybe Kevin, I love Kevin, he's an icon. He may not like who Kelly is and what she does, but Kelly is a figure in this ballroom scene, and she is now the new generation, and he should respect that. Because, and on the strength of all the other people that are watching and all the younger people, we have no respect. The competition is always going to be there. That's what makes the situation. Red carpet is going to come from Tins and Chops and Tins and Chops. That's what go on. But when it goes as far as people saying personal and disrespectful things, that's a problem. It's a problem, especially when you're all three are icons and you're arguing. That's a problem. The competition is going to always come. And that's what it gives.
Well,
if I get
again,
on the floor and you, my sister, and I love you so much, what am I going to say? I don't want to battle you because we
that's
love
right.
each other.
But
no.
Again, what my point is that you're right about competition. We can all sit there and compete with each other. It doesn't have to turn into that. It doesn't have to. You
it
have networks
so
that compete with each other. You have networks that compete with each other, radio shows that compete with
absolutely
each other, wrestling
right.
competes with each other, and that's what's going to happen. But to be sitting there honestly attacking the way you're attacking and it gets to this point, I just think, to me personally, it just turns me. It makes me feel like I just don't want to be a part of it. And that's where my personal feeling is. That's where it comes from. I think it's enough. I think that we can sit here and take these radio shows in a level where, you know, everybody has a different topic, everybody has a different avenue. And that can be fine, but to sit there and disrespect other people, and not even that, but to sit there and have an icon, to disrespect another icon like that when you have the children sitting there watching it, child, please. And that's where my point is with that. As far as Andre and Jamal goes, that's something I think they should handle on their own. I think that something needs to be done as far as these statuses go, but I have no part of it. Because, in all honesty, I don't care about statuses.
Jasmine, it ain't nothing. First of all, me and T, this is something new to me. Because, like, when I was saying whatever I said yesterday, did somebody stop me? Did I get any personal? This was my opinion on anything that I said yesterday was my opinion on how the scene goes and with people saying. I never said anything negative.
See,
about
let me
people.
Tell you exactly how it goes because, you know, I'm going to break it
But everybody
down,
just right? went in on me today, and that's what I don't understand.
The reason
like,
why they went in is because whatever it was that you were talking about, it is Jamal that was doing it. So when I asked you yesterday, I actually asked you because I wanted you to say the name because that way the debate would have went on. See, actually, no, you did not. When Jasmine thought we were private, at first you had came out and you had slipped and said Jamal's name. That was far as it went. You never said anyone's name.
But I never said nothing.
You never said anyone negative. You never disputed his status. That was never really the case. You've had an opinion, and it was about mainly, like I just finished discussing here with Tabitha, and your opinion is right. Because I believe that Jamal is an icon. I love him. And you can't work with him, and he can't work with you. I think that's a fool. But you what you say is about your participation. Yes, you are the star of the generation. And if he's not in the situation as much, to deem people from the background without dealing with the people, that can cause a Yes, that can cause a problem. I will agree that will cause a problem, and I think that's what I gathered you were saying. I didn't think that you were trying to take anybody's status, and no one else should say that you were, and nor did you name anybody's name in specifically. You know?
But this is something I want to say.
Of respect, because I do respect all of them. I don't even talk about Kevin anymore. I don't talk about none of them. Why? Is because it's stupid to sit here and talk about people. And don't get me wrong, we all have did it in the day, but it ain't no reason to sit here on the radio and talk about anyone. Truthfully, if they don't feed me and I don't feed them, bitch, why talk about each other?
The new generation will do it, but what's
but
so
see, this
draining?
This is what I feel about this whole thing with that stuff goes as far as these icons. We have an icon. This is just my personal opinion. We have an icon like Kevin Omni that just does not have respect for the children. And he's an icon that doesn't even know the children. I've heard him say numerous times, who's that? What does he walk? And he just does not know you guys. He does not know because he's not as active as some of the other quote-unquote icons in this scene. And it's no shade towards Jamal, but again, Jamal has so much going on in his life as well. I think Jamal has great, great ideas, and I think he's the one that can help with this, uniting with other people and taking those ideas and moving forward. But I think a lot of people just don't know Jamal on that level as well, because Jamal is not as active or traveling or whatever as much as Andre is.
He comes in and out. Andre
he comes in and out.
Is the icon of the general. Yes, he is, and I will never take that away because he's never, ever moved a spot, and that's why his status or anything cannot be argued. I don't even know why that's even a conversation. But as far as Jamal, the way he may be handling his demon can be up for argument, but his resume cannot be. And what he has done, he sourced many of people out of Vogue. He just does things. See, the problem is, Jasmine, that no one is working together. So we really don't know what Jamal is over there doing. We really don't know how he be having practices every month. We don't know because no one is working together. Everyone is reading and is getting so loud and disrespectful to the point where now these young children will disrespect.
No, but wait, hold on, Nicole, because everybody's not reading. People have a whole bunch of people have opinions. No one's not reading and saying anybody's name outright and disrespectful.
Well, you don't have to say anybody's name for anybody to know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but you know, the girls sit back and the girls read in between the lines and they say what they want to say. But nobody outright came and disrespected anyone the way the icon, the pioneer, Kevin Omni disrespected Andre in that chat room tonight and on that phone line. He disrespected
it
Andre.
It seems to me
he disrespected Andre so fierce. My claws was out, mistake. I was in attack mode the way
okay.
he disrespected. It
but
was
the
ridiculous.
Whole thing with that is that anytime, this is what you have to question. This is what you guys have to ask him. He has his own show, and call him and ask him this. Why every time Andre is in the middle of something, you take that opportunity to personally attack him that way? And I would say this about anybody, not just Andre, because he's my friend. But why do you personally take that time?
Hold on, y'all. They said Kevin is on the phone line.
I really hope so.
And I said,
hold on.
I'm going to listen. I'm going to wind up muting everybody. Listen, I told the chat room, and this is how we're going to do it. If somebody is on the phone listening, somebody send a message over to tenzachops@yahoo.com or in the chat room, the person's area code and first three digits, and we will bring them on. But we are not going to go searching because the switchboard does not have a caller ID. We have no idea what Kevin's number is. So if he wants to come on, please send over the number, and we will bring him on. And we will clear the lines in a few minutes and allow some of you guys to call in. But don't just say, because we get this all the time, somebody's on the phone, we don't know the number.
The lines are always full.
But again, why do you take this opportunity to personally attack somebody? And why, Kai, please, Kai, call in. I really don't might have nothing against you, Kai, but I want to ask you this. Why do you take the opportunity to personally attack? Why did you attack Kelly like that today? That is just so harsh.
Because that's probably a personal
thing. The haterade.
They go too far. I mind you, all the people that you're naming the problem with, I'm very, very close. I'm gagging to hear the debate and going so disrespectful back. It almost doesn't make you want to be part of it. It makes you think that this is all going down. Basically, this is the shade. It's a problem because Andre stepped up. That's it. I don't have no other way. It's a problem. But why, if no one else is going to step up, if we can all step up together, why is it a problem? Why should he be publicly disrespected? No, that's crazy, because he's being disrespected by people that don't even come out and other people don't even know.
But, you know, can I want to be honest. We have 51 people in the chat room. I don't know how many people on the phone line. But can I be completely honest with everybody? If it was not for Jasmine, Andre, and the young kids in my house, Miss Thing, I would have been done with the ballroom scene. It has changed so much since when I came out, and it was just everything to sit on the front of the judges panel, Miss Thing, and watch these girls come out and do all these amazing things and do all of this and do that and just be gagging and just like home waiting 3 or 4 months for the next one to come to see it. It has changed so much. But if it wasn't for those two people I named and the young kids in my house, I'd have been done with the scene about 2 years ago.
My biggest thing is, you guys need to, I think it's like the Kevin Omnis and some of the other people that are in this scene, you guys need to, like, really pay attention. A lot of people attach themselves to Andre. A lot of people do, maybe because he's so active in this community. Maybe because he doesn't look down at other people. And we know he doesn't look down at other people. Look what he's doing with Gail. Look what he's done with a lot of people in the house.
Andre.
Look what he's done. He's been this way for so many years. Andre will go to a ball and communicate with the naughtiest of the knots and the icons of the icons. And that's why so many people attach themselves to him. So then you guys get mad and get mad and personally want to attack him and say so much stuff about it and get mad that he's like that. Get
Andre,
mad because...
Jasmine, wait a minute. Is Andre there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Andre.
Yeah.
All of this is supposed to happen to you. And nothing else is going to happen to you otherwise.
Yeah, I don't
no weapon formed against you. All of this is supposed to happen to you.
Yeah, it's supposed to happen.
And it don't ever feel any. It's supposed to. Don't let it stop. It's supposed to happen. It has to happen.
I think he's on the line.
Kelly, go ahead.
You're on the air on a special topic on the show. How are you doing?
Yes, I'm doing fine, Miss Jasmine.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Who am I speaking with?
This is Kevin Omni.
Hi, Kevin. How are you doing? Welcome to the
I'm
show.
I'm doing fine, baby. And I just wanted to say I have to commend you on all that you've done and all that you do. You know, there's a few discrepancies I may have personally since, you know, I didn't call in here to argue. That's going to be number one.
Kevin, you were talking to Kelly, but this is Jasmine. How are you?
Oh, how are you, Jasmine? I wanted to give you a compliment on all you have done. I did not call in here to argue tonight. I am not helping anybody's ratings with nonsense. I'm going to talk to Andre and get off what I have on my chest.
Okay.
Andre, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Firstly, I guess the reason why I'm angry with you is because of our dispute back in June. The dispute was that you said something derogatory about me on the phone, on the show, and I called you the next day after everybody called me, and I asked you, I said, about the microwavable bitch thing. Okay? You said to me that you did not say any of that. Afterwards, I actually listened to the archives of the show, and I heard that you did say and call me a microwavable bitch, legendary. Miss R.R. was the founder, no, was the mother, and I was the founder. And I'm going to let you know, that hurt my feelings, Andre, that you would even lie to me.
Okay,
especially.
Kevin.
No. Let me just get it off. I'm not arguing with you, Andre. I'm just reminding you of why I'm hurt.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay? The reason why I'm hurt is because you know, like, see, Jasmine and Kelly were speaking tonight about me reading you, but at the same time, do you remember, let's go all the way back to 1989, in the village, you sitting on a car and me coming up to you, complimenting you on your Vogue and how you do, and gave you praise, and told you, Andre, don't let the ball scene be at all. Take your talent to the real world. Just like I tell everybody about education, I told you the same thing when I first met you. Since then, you came to all of my balls. I've given you nothing but praise on the microphone for all the times that you came. I gave you accolades. I gave you kudos for having gone on the Apollo, for dancing with P. Diddy, for doing all the wonderful things that you did. I stood by your side all the time. Even through when I've had arguments with others, that did not affect you and I. So I couldn't understand why, like you told me, well, Kevin, they read me and this, that, and other. But that's fine for you, but it's not fine for me, and you know how I am.
Okay, can that
stop? So, yes, it hurt me. And now I'm going to tell you something else that hurt me. The hurt me part is because I loved you. And I still love you. I don't want anything to happen to you. But, I mean, you know, it made me feel bad. It made me feel like, okay, people can say what they want, a joke, or put whatever into the play, and you're agreeing to it. How do you think that really makes a person feel when they love you?
Can I say something now?
Yeah, you can say something.
Okay, one, I do respect you for coming on here because you didn't have to be the man that you are to come on this radio. That's one. Two, it never came for me. At that time, that's when everybody was reading over whatever they read over, and I might have said what was said. If they say something about me, I say it. If they say something about my house, I say it. And we might even laugh about it, but it's a joke. I never took anything personal with you ever. Why I never did is because you are 100% right. We never had an argument until last year. But to me, after that argument, where you felt that I did disrespect you in some kind of way, which I didn't, and it came from the peers that actually text in, I took it personal. Then, after that, the way you read on War For Me the next day, and my sister died, and you put things in it, you might have didn't say it right, but the way I took it is, I'm non-educated, my sister died. This is a week after my sister died. I don't think it should have even been in the whole situation together, period. But for you to step to that boundary to even add my sister in any kind of sentence
that you have had on
the radio, that was just too much for me, period. So that's when I took off, because I felt that you didn't care about me. If you're going to sit here and put my sister in any kind of sentence and read it on the internet on Walk For Me, and you know my sister just passed away and not even 2 weeks ago, then I think that was like total disrespect. You got mad because somebody called you a Michael. Let's weigh this out. Microwavable because somebody said this
ahead,
and I read it, and you're going to write that about me being uneducated. I could deal with the uneducated. Stuff like that I don't mind. But when you step the boundaries of talking about death and my family, when I felt
but
that you
Andre,
were part of my friend, then
yeah,
I think.
Andre, I explained to you, sweetie. I said that you never told me that. When I talk,
everyone knew my sister passed away.
Let me bring you back.
Everyone knew my sister passed away because it was on the radio.
You know something?
Everywhere.
Listen, Andre, you never called and told me that. But what I'm getting ready to say to you is I want to bring your mind back to 28th Street. You were there at this 20th anniversary of Omni or whatever. Do you remember the speech you gave? I cursed everybody out. I said, you know something? In life, y'all walk around here and y'all care about balls and this, that, and other. I said, but you know something? Y'all don't even have insurance on yourself. I said, if I drop dead today or tomorrow, I thank God that I have insurance and my mother will not even have to beg the house of Omni for a dime. I've always used that as my platform. So it's unfortunately that the timing was wrong. And I apologize to you for not being as sensitive or even thinking that would connect, you know, from your sister or what have you. Because I even came back and said I did not say that. I was talking about my family. But I do that all the time. It's not just on the radio show I did that. I do it all the time. Even when I do screenings of How Do I Look, I talk about insurance, life insurance, and taking care of business. I talk about those things. Those are the things I teach people. I just said it to you at the wrong time. So I apologize for that. But I want you to know that, you know what, Andre, if you didn't mean anything to me, it would never bother me with you saying anything. So I'm just going to let you know just how extensive my feelings are for you that I would get that upset to want to go into a little attack or a war mode. You know, nobody else, if I didn't care about you, Andre, if somebody else did it, I'd be like, child, please, I wouldn't even give them the time of day. I wouldn't even read them. You know that. Now, I'm not saying it makes it right. And, yes, I get a little angry. You know, even when I hear some, you know, this debate about status and stuff. Andre, let me tell you something. You know good and well that I have mentioned your name, Legendary, many a times. Many a times, countless times. And always, always, when you hit the floor and you know I got the microphone, I gave you nothing but praise. So all I'm saying is that maybe I went, you know, overboard by getting angry when I should have paid it. But I think the reason why, like I said, is because you're somebody that I admired and somebody that, you know, made me happy. You know what I'm saying? And always was glad to see you. So anything negative, all that's going to ever do is cause me hurt and pain. And, yes, I lashed out. But I'm apologizing to you for you thinking that I would say that. You know what I'm saying? And yes, you know my mouth is fierce and it's been fierce. And you read me down, too. I heard all the comments and this, that, and the other. You know, and I've been said even in some of my posts before, you know what? I said what I had to say and get it off my chest, and I'm moving on, you know. But I've learned never, you know, trade your gold for silver because silver tarnishes and gold doesn't. You are a gold friend, and that's what I look at, besides your blonde hair, of course. But, you know, Andre, I'm not on no campaign to hate you and all of that, because you know something? I did try to extend an invitation to you when I called you and left a message on your phone to call in and help us understand the criteria for the Hall of Fame without any shade and out. That was my way of reaching out and extending olive branch. You chose not to. You know, you held on to whatever it is that hurts you real bad. I mean, it still hurts me that I even have to go through this situation with you because you know something? I did admire you, and I still admire you. You know, but then, and then like everybody's talking about, well, let's get this conference going, this, that, and other. If I can't even get you to call in or clarify or respond to a question, then how is a conference ever going to take place? You know, and then I didn't understand why you got so upset over Jamal and his criteria. You know, and it's like, damn, you know, nobody can do anything. Nobody can say anything. It's always, you know, like something where you want to be in control. And that's what, and as far as what
no,
I believe someone said.
See, this is what people fail to realize. And it goes, and when I say this, I hope nobody take it as shade, but they seem like they do. And that's when Walk For Me comes up with all the pages. My point is, if you are icon, and you are definitely one because you was one before I was even in existence, period. You and a few others. This is 2010. Don't get me wrong. You don't have to go to every ball. My problem is I'm the only one, and I'm going to say it. I don't care what anyone says. I'm the only one now that is at these balls and can't rest because no one else knows the new generation. So everybody calls me 24/7 from every house and asking, Andre, no one else now, Andre, what, am I a legend? Am I a statement? Am I a star? I can't turn around to anybody to say, can you help me decide who is this? Because y'all don't know who they are. But then as soon as I say something that I feel that's right, then I'm wrong, but I'm the only one standing here because all the icons want to come out one time per 6 months or one time per year.
Andre, though, with what you said, listen to me carefully, with what you said, that I understand that. But you know something? I've never told you or said anything about any decision you've ever made. I never question who you think a legend or whatever. I've never done that. So that really does not apply to me. You know what I'm saying? I know you have the status to do so. I'm just saying, like, when somebody like Jamal Malone just makes a criteria, is trying to at least make a start to what status means, there shouldn't be a discrepancy about that, or it shouldn't be, like he said, you and him should have talked about it. The same thing.
Yeah,
like I don't question
that was never my problem of him making the criteria. My problem is, truthfully, when people, first of all, a lot of people deem themselves. Let me break it down to you, Hyda, and I never deemed myself. I have 4 to 5 different icons that deem me. A lot of people.
Andre, you don't remember
what I
called you?
Yeah, no, I said 4 to 5 different icons that deemed me icon. But see, this is the problem of today now. Everybody else is deeming themselves, meaning since you're not deemed in the time you want to, I'm going to call all my girlfriends, and they're going to agree that I'm an icon, so that's how I'm going to be one. I'm going to put it on my MySpace that I'm an icon. Mind you, no one's deeming them yet. They didn't been deemed. You're supposed to be deemed somewhere at a major ball, or a lot of people do it. But no, they're jumping in it themselves, so that's where the anger is coming from. I feel that everybody should wait like I did and everybody else to be an icon. It's a difference. If you came out the same time as I came out, wait to be deemed. Don't just jump and deem yourself. And a lot of people is doing that now.
And I understand that. And like I said, I never questioned anyone that you ever gave status to. You know, I never questioned that. Why would I question that? I myself called you an icon. You know? I mean, I deemed you almost close to a god because of the way you persevered and, you know, and you
and I'm not even Kevin, I'm sorry. I'm not even talking about I'm not even really talking about me now. I'm talking about the scene. The scene needs so much help, Kevin. And the sad part is, and, you know, this is the part that I tell Jasmine that I'm really, like, getting tired of it. Why I'm getting tired of it is because 80% of everything is weighed on Andre. but then everyone want to take the accolades but don't come out and do anything, period. Then when you finally do come out and judge, you don't even know who you're judging. If they didn't wasn't out the days you was out because you only did 3 years, not you, I'm just saying others, or you missed the last 3 years, but then you want to come out and deem yourself icon. And I'm not talking about Jamal here because everybody's going to say I'm talking about him. I'm talking about people in general. They don't do nothing and then finally come out on panels chopping new legends. Since they wasn't deemed around them, they're not a new legend, but they can't even vouch for the last year of anybody walking. That's my problem.
You know, Andre, when you just said that right now, I'm not going to take away what you said. I'm going to say this. Even when I sit on the judges' panels now, which, you know, that's far few in between, when I see these new kids, in a way, it's good for me and it's good for them because I don't have any kind of expectations. Like, I don't know that one is in, you know, in that circle or whatever. So I'm really actually judging them on what the category is. You know what I'm saying? It's just like having an impartial panel. And if you remember my balls, I always had people like Leo with Clyburn and Red Alert and all these professional people, TV Guide magazine and everything. I've always did my best to put the media into the balls so that they can come and be a positive light. And,
okay,
you know something, and it being fair, meaning that I don't have this one and that one on the panel, and most of the times the Omnis would judge my balls, the whole house, because there can be no Omnis walking. When I first started, we did not, if it was a Kevin Omni ball, no Omnis could walk, and vice versa. If my kids gave a ball, then I couldn't walk, and no Omnis could walk. That's just the way I did things. You know, but what I'm saying is what you're saying, I understand. So
okay.
What do you do?
And you know, this who is mainstream? Do anybody know who that is? I mean, Mr. Man, who is that? Who is that on the chat room?
He's an old school queen.
I have
no idea. My problem is,
first of all, for anyone to sit here and say Andre never did anything with his life, that's a fucking lie. If I didn't do anything with my life, you wouldn't know me the way I am. I was on every TV and everything else. Just because I'm not where you might want me to be in life, don't sit here and say that. And I'm not telling anybody to walk every ball. My point is I'm the only one that's helping all parts of the scene. People might be helping old people, and new people is helping new people. I'm in the middle that's helping everyone, and I'm the only one.
Well, Andre,
so
that is something to be proud of.
Or whatever your name, keep it
listen,
cute, or you'll be gone, because the way
listen,
I feel
listen.
Right now.
Andre, don't even get yourself on that. This is like right now between you and I, you know, and that's a good thing what you're doing. The only thing is like, and I even though I read on Walk For Me, right at the end of the post was, I wish Andre will show humility and be humble like he used to be, sweetheart, that I know he is. Because you know something, Andre?
You can't be a sweetheart no more.
Now, Andre, just hear me. Just hear me what I'm getting ready to say. You know something? There was a time, like, if I had to go back into time, I could never think you capable of even having disputes with people. You never was involved in any kind of shadiness. You know, I don't know if Tins of Chops got you, it felt fast, wanted to just whatever, but I'm just saying that's never been you. You've always been somebody that's been there to help and support people. And that's what I miss. You know, I don't like this arguing back and forth. I do not get any kind of satisfaction off of going back and forth. But just like, you know, like I sent you, when I sent the Hall of Fame people that were overlooked, I came to you, and you never responded to me. I sent you emails. I left you messages. You never responded. So, you know, and that was before we had our little thing. You know, I did try to reach out and work with you because I do know that you are with this generation here. And like I said, looking at you and the person that you are, you have the power to make things better. You know, but making things better by with us arguing from me to Jamal or whoever, that's not going to work. Now, Ms. Kelly kept saying earlier she wanted us to come on and clear this mess up. I apologize for being insensitive in regards to your system. I am truly, truly apologetic. and that's from the heart. I don't like the way that you and I have not been, because we were always able to talk to one another. Even if I was talking about somebody that got on my nerves, you always was there kikiing with me. And not kikiing in a negative way, but kikiing in a way like to make me like not be so serious about something.
Kevin.
You know, you always had a knack to make things better.
Hello, Kevin.
Yes.
Hi, this is Kelly, Kevin.
Kelly.
Hi, we're going to place you on hold, and we're going to come back to you because we have a whole bunch of callers, and we have so little much time, and I'm trying to paint my house and do what I have to do.
Okay, well, Andre, do me a favor, Andre, tomorrow when you get some time, call me.
Okay.
You have my number still, right?
Yes.
Okay, call me tomorrow, and we'll talk because I'm getting ready to go to bed in a little bit, but I'm going to listen a little further. Go ahead, Kelly.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. I love it when the girls get peachy and creamy and things, honey. Now, please, if you're on the phone lines and you definitely want to chat, Miss Thing, I know the phone lines are lit up, definitely feel free to press 1. If you're part of any radio show and you're on the line and you want to come on and you want to voice your opinion, feel free to definitely come on. No one's going to hang up on you, Miss Thing. I don't know why the girls feel like that, honey. It's no shade with any of the other girls. There's only one bitch that's not coming on this motherfucking line, and you girls already know who the fuck that is. But everybody else, you are more than welcome to call in. Feel free to press 1 at this time. And we're here.
I just want to say to Kevin, this is Jasmine. I just want to say thank you for calling in. If we can at least rectify one situation tonight, again, like I said before, if we can just help one person and rectify one situation, I feel like we did something right. So I hope and pray that things work out where you two can sit down and, you know, to you two, Andre, you two can sit down and handle this one-on-one where it doesn't have to be so open, and you guys can just get past this. Because I think when the children see the leaders unite, then they have no other choice but then to start working towards making it better. They see the leaders falling apart, they're going to continue to fall apart. So I hope that this is one of the first of many steps to make this a better thing between all of us. So we can go ahead and take some other callers, Kelly.
Okay. Send the numbers over, Ms. App. I'm waiting. 614-556. You're on the air on a special topic. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Kelly?
I'm doing great. How are you doing tonight, darling?
I'm wonderful. I just want to say, you know what? It really is. I don't even want to say it bothers me, but I started the ball scene, 2 years ago? And I left the ball scene to do a job, to make money, to live on my own, so I don't have to write checks like most people I know. I refuse to sit up there and, you know, do that. And it scares me, like, even though y'all Andre and Kevin's dispute didn't bother me because they kind of made up, but it kind of scares me at the same point because if you step into the ball scene and I'm new and that happens, how am I supposed to look at the situation if I never heard this radio show?
Okay. Paul, are you still there?
I'm trying to understand. You mean, why would you come to the ballroom scene if what?
No, I'm saying, like, if I just entered the ballroom scene, got on this show and heard, you know, that thing going on, like, I don't even know.
I understand what she's saying. Like, pretty much a prime example of, you know, one of the newer children that's maybe, you know, went to a ball for the first time. The ball's becoming so mainstream, YouTube and everything. Somebody finally breaks away from home and they come, you know, to their first ball. They find out about the radio show, and then they're sitting in a chat room and they're seeing these icons attacking each other and everybody attacking each other. It's like, what are they supposed to think? Look like, what am I about to step into? I didn't know it was like this. It didn't look like it was like this on YouTube. You know, that's what I think she's going with.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
So it's good, I think, that you do at least, you know, hear them make up. You know, it's not this way all the time. You know, it's just, you know, it can get to that point, but...
what I want to say to you, you coming into this ballroom scene, what you're hearing right now is just the movement. None of this excites me. None of this makes me crazy. This is all supposed to happen. It's supposed to happen to Andre. Kevin coming on that phone, that was supposed to happen. Everybody is going to go through a dispute, and then everybody is going to join it together. The Lord is working it right on out. This is supposed to happen. So what you're hearing is something that is long overdue.
Next caller, Kelly.
Next caller. Hold on. Next caller, if I have one, please. 202-271, you're on the air. How you doing, Carla? 202-271, you're on the air. Okay, I guess that caller's not on the air. Next caller, please, if I have one.
I'll put my phone.
202-271, you're on the air. 202-271, last time, you're on the air. Okay, next caller, please. 202-271. Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay, well. Oh, tonight has been a long night, Miss Day. Why can't we all just get along, Miss Day? And at this time, I'm going to be clearing the phone lines for people that's out there that do want to call in and voice their opinion. We are clearing the phone lines, and you can definitely call in at 347-215-6820 at this time, and we're definitely going to be clearing the phone lines to definitely get some girls up here that want to definitely chat and talk, honey, bitch. And while we clear the phone lines, honey, anybody out there that know feminine destruction, please tell her to hit me up at legendarykellymizrahi@yahoo.com. I need to talk to feminine destruction, please. How you doing? Yes. So, Nicole, what do you think about all this?
I don't think anything everybody else thinking. I'm actually happy. I'm overwhelmed. I'm applauding Andre. I'm applauding Kevin. Me and him has the same birthday. Kevin is a really good person to me. So I'm just applauding the whole situation because someone mentioned to me, oh, this is all a movement. This is supposed to be happening. They are supposed to attack Andre like that. He's the one that's the front line. And that's how we all going to come together. I won't allow my spirit to take it personal because it isn't. This is what's supposed to happen.
Okay. 917-304, you're on the air on a special topic. How you doing, Carla?
I'm excellent. How are you, Kelly?
I'm doing fine.
Hello, everyone. This is Jahira Balenciaga.
Hi, Jahira. How are you?
I'm very well. And yourself?
I'm okay. What's going on?
Not a whole lot. I'm kind of in a unique position here because I'm actually a part of two shows. But tonight, for lack of anything else, I'll be probably speaking from behalf of QView, or at least from my position on QView. Jasmine can tell this better than I can, have spent endless hours burning the midnight oil, kind of comparing our shows and discussing what we can do to achieve a sense of cohesion within our shows. And I don't want anybody to be left with the impression, any of your listeners or anyone on this phone to be left with the impression that we feel like it's got to be one or the other. QView was designed, and anybody who knows our history knows that I'm not the original host of QView, but QView was designed so that people who were not legends and not icons could have a voice within the community, because a lot of times without that status, people tend to get lost in the shuffle. So it was created as an alternative for those people who were established within our scene to also be able to voice their opinions and speak to the issues that, you know, the ballroom community wants and or needs to hear about. I believe that QView, the red carpet, What's the Tea, and Tender Shops can live peacefully, cohabitating in a peaceful existence with a lack of open hostility. And it doesn't mean we all got to hold hands and sing Kumbaya, but at the same time, it doesn't mean that we have to attack each other either. And
while I'm only one person as part of a group of five, as for me and mine, I am committed to upholding the standards that Jasmine and I set many, many months ago as to how our shows can coexist peacefully. That's all.
Oh, sorry. I'm back.
Jahira? Where did she go?
Jahira?
Did she leave so soon?
Well, I agree with her. I think that if we can get past, you know, all the attacking of each other and stuff like that, I think we can make it a better show. So,
and you know what? It's not just the attacking. It's not just the attacking. It's the attacking and the underlying shade that the girls be throwing. That's what we got to get past. Once we get past the attacking and the underlying sneaky shade that the girls be trying to throw, because a lot of these girls that throw the shade that they're trying to...
I'm not buying it. We all sugarcoating it. I'm just not buying it. I'm sorry. I have to beg to differ.
But these girls try to throw these little, you know, because, see, the difference between me and everybody else is if I'm going to be shady to somebody, I'm going to be outright blatant shade to somebody. I'm not going to throw underlined shade and try to word shit the way bitches ain't going to catch it because, you know, I'm an old queen. I might not look like one, but I'm an old queen. I catch all the underlined in-between middle shade that the girls be throwing. And the girls
Kelly, you're shady too in your own way. We're all shady. I think that all comes from the ballroom scene itself. That's how we were brought up. That's how we were programmed. I think that is just how this lifestyle is. But you are definitely 100% right. But again, that goes back to what I was saying. I noticed on one of the shows tonight, it was kind of like people were jumping on the bandwagon. It's like a lot of people sit down and they wait for a power head to say something and personally attack someone else, and then they jump on the bandwagon and start attacking or making their underhanded comments as well. That doesn't make you any better. You know, I remember, you know, not I remember, but it's like that bitch.
You got them to come out, though. You thought about that?
It's like that bitch that's over in the corner. When something goes down, that bitch that's over in the corner laughing too hard. Like, okay, bitch, I'm going to get you, but I'm going to get you, too, over there for laughing too hard, too. I'm going to fuck you up as well. Those are the type of people that I noticed on a lot of that stuff, on a lot of those other shows as well. And that doesn't make you any better. You need to cut that out, too, because you are a voice. And people are listening to you. So I think that that's what we just need to stop.
Those are voices that don't have a mind of their own. Those are voices that don't have a mind of their own. If you get on a bandwagon of somebody else and you have a voice and you are a leader, it is obvious that you don't have a mind of your own.
I think we have another caller, Kelly.
Everybody pooty popping around.
Where did she go? Oh, she's not even on the phone.
This is exciting.
Kelly.
Hello?
Yeah, you're
back. Hi, girl. Welcome back.
My house phone was dead. I had to go get another house phone. 202-271, you're on the air. 202-271, you're on the air. Let's try this one more time. 202-271, you're on the air. Okay, that caller is not working, honey. Next caller.
I think Jahira's trying to call back in. Jahira, I think you were just hung up on by accident. Call back, please.
803-404, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Hi.
Good. Andre, I have a few questions. I asked which one was okay to do, like a small mini interview, because I think there's some questions that a few of us have that out of hearing you talk last night. So is that okay?
Sure. Who am I speaking
to? Okay. I'm Marcus, actually, and I'm one of your, I guess, supporters, fans. Last night you were talking about the I guess, how everything was positioned to you. Did you have an opportunity to read the criteria? And if so, is there anything that you don't necessarily support from it? Because, I mean, I listened to the red carpet as well, and there were a lot of things that the criteria that was set, kind of drafted by Jamal, that other icons didn't agree with, and they said it, what they didn't agree with. Have you actually read it, and were there parts of it that you didn't necessarily agree with?
No, you know what, I was not even arguing. Anything that came out my mouth didn't have nothing to do with the criteria. Why? Because I don't know about the criteria. Let me tell you why I'm completely upset about situation. When it comes to, here we go again, I have to say this before I say it, because if I don't, they think I have something personal with anybody. I don't. My whole point is, everybody comes to me from different icons and different legends that already have a complete status. When it comes to new ones getting status, as soon as they jump in the middle and start doing things, all the legends and icons are reading this person, period, because they're saying he should not be there, he should not be an icon, he should not be this, he should not be that. And that's because people name themselves. Or, let me fix it how I hear it, people name themselves, or they either have someone that named them that don't even be in the scene no more at all completely, but they made them an icon because they was in the scene years ago. So it's kind of like, not going to say irrelevant, but at the same time, it's kind of like, okay, I'm sneaking in to somebody that don't even count no more to be an icon, and then all the backlash is still coming your way. So that's basically my whole argument. My argument is not for anything to do with the vote.
Okay, so now with that being said, based on that, when people come to you, because there have been opportunities where I've personally asked you, is this person a legend? Should we call them out as legends? Hey, I'm pretty sure you get those calls. When things like
every
that
day.
Happen, every day, when someone, if someone calls you, and I know they call you, and they say, what does it take to be a legend, what would you tell them? Like, how would you describe to them? Because from what I kind of think you and Jamal are really saying the same thing. Like, you guys are...
Which I think we can be, because he has been out for years, and I respect Jamal in many ways. So I can't see that we're saying different things. But what I would say is, one, you have to be known all around. Two, you have to been walking for over 7 years to me and winning and dominating for your one exact category in all of the states. That's basically what I would say.
Okay. Now, as a fan of Jamal and a fan of Andre, I've read it, and Andre, I believe that basically the criteria really saying basically what you just said. And I would ask, like, for the good of the scene, like, you maybe read it and maybe send your suggestions, or even come to the, I guess, whatever meeting they're planning to get people to get it revolving, because the only thing, I guess, the idea behind it is they're basically saying that people want to know how they can get the status. I don't know why it's so important to become legendary, but people want to know an exact way of how to do it. Like, it's almost like you can't tell somebody how to win a gold medal. I mean, it just happens. But
yeah,
if you want to become, you know, president of the United States, there's certain criteria you have to meet written in the Constitution. That's what people want to know. Now, I guess it seems kind of weird that there's never been a really formal structure per se for anything. So for that to even have to be happening, I guess it's definitely time for it to happen. But could you read it for the betterment of just the community, maybe read it and make your suggestions too? Because you're saying 7 years, some people are saying 10 years. Okay, it may vary depending on where you are, how much they travel, things like that. I'm pretty sure there's some variables in that. But would you be opposed to actually reading those things and, you know, making your suggestions? Because it seems as though it was basically stated that, and I don't know if this is true or not, that you were sent the information, but you didn't respond. Is that true?
No, I never even was sent the information, because
okay,
I don't go on walk for me unless somebody wants me to read a flyer, because I think all of that they write is a mess to me. So I don't even go on there for that. But I never read it, and it was I never read it is because they never sent it to me. If they had sent it to my email, so Andre, read this right now, I would have read it. But I never
read it. And I agree
because
I've sent things to you before, and you've responded very quickly. And, you know, I obviously see there's definitely a misunderstanding, and there's some parts in it that may not. Maybe he sent email, maybe he sent it to the wrong email. We don't really know what particular happened. But, you know, I think it's a really big misunderstanding because, you know, I think you guys are both phenomenal people. Just hearing you speak and just knowing you and hearing what he wrote, it sounds like y'all saying the same thing. So maybe it can be you two coming together to create something that will be, you know, a greater structure for the rest of us. I mean, that's all I had to say because it seemed like no one was asking those questions, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I have no problem of reading anything that someone, like, sends me or whatever. It's just the whole point of I wish everybody can be on one page when it comes to the legends and icons because that's the problem. Everyone's two-faced. Everyone don't want to sit here and say anything to the next girl that they feel because they might be their girlfriend. They all is, and that's the problem with everything.
Thank you, caller, for calling in. Next caller, if I have one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Legendary Malachi Garson, please hit me up. I'm looking for you. If anybody know Malachi, please tell him to hit me up. I need his number. Kevin, you're back.
Can you hear me?
He can.
I just want to I want to commend Kevin and Andre for taking a step in the right direction of airing out any dirty laundry. And I noticed that after the little conversation on the air, I noticed how everyone's mindset and attitude changed. Kelly, for you, I want to commend you too, because after Andre and Kevin aired what they aired, you was just in a bubbly mood. And when I compare that to some of the other irate moves that you have, I like this side of you. So I just say keep up with the good work.
Oh, thank you. You know whatever the girls perceive of me in the boardroom scene, I'm totally a different person outside of the boardroom scene. And I try to tell that to all the girls. Kelly Mizrahi is when I pay $30 or $20. Outside of the scene, I am Kelly Unique Knight. I am a totally different person than I am when I pay my $30 or $20.
Well, the person that I hear in the last 15 minutes, I like that side of Kelly. Much better.
Thank you. Yes, that was Kevin. That was Kevin Omni Slapper. How you doing? Next caller, if we have one. Okay. Yes, it's
so
Peachy
Queen.
So
for a recap about tonight, we kind of squashed things between Kevin and Andre, which is kind of good. Hopefully they can move forward. Jahira called in and spoke about Q-View and
It would have been so great if Jamal and Kai would have called in also.
Tried
the same.
But Jamal is sleeping. I was trying. Make no error.
It would have been so nice.
I think what Jamal and Andre need to do is really personal. I think them airing that out on the radio is not going to work out. I think it's too personal with them, and I think they'll make it through. They're both strong-minded individuals. They're both wonderful people, and I think they will make it through. Kai didn't call in, though, so my personal opinion on anyone that doesn't want to try to address what we're ending tonight with ending the madness, you know, hopefully we can, you know, we can end it somehow, some way.
One way or another. How
but
you
at
doing?
Least somebody ended something. So.
I need Malachi Garson's phone number and Feminine Destruction Prodigy's phone number. I need to talk to them.
I'm going to hurt Kelly.
So if anybody out there, can you please tell them to hit me up at legendary Kelly Mizrahi at yahoo.com because I need to talk to them. How you doing? Just be prestige.
So Nicole, what's your Andre, how you feel about everything so far?
Like, I when I got on there early, I didn't even have a problem with none of it because people are going to say or do what they're going to do anyway. So, in my years of 41 of being on this earth, I found a way to let all that go. You know, sometimes I can't, but I found 80% to let all that go and try to find, you know, peace in something, honey, because I feel that I do want to, I'm one of them. As well as I'm not going to say, I do feel that Jamal is one of them too, which a few other people that is here to really help the scene. But I don't
there
feel that
there are certain people out there that will try to do it, and there are certain people. It's all about intentions. A lot of people have.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people is doing it for the wrong reasons. I think
mm-hmm.
some people is doing it because you know they want their name to be in the middle of it, or they need their name to get bigger in some kind of way. And, you know, that's what's messing up the scene in a lot of ways. And then a lot of people are jealous because, I never asked for where I'm at. And they want to sit here and say, oh, you never gave up balls and you didn't do this with your life and didn't do that with your life. Whatever I did with my life, I'm not on drugs. I'm not a bad person, period. I did a lot, period, with my life, period. And why is everybody worried about Andre's life? Period. Worry about your own life. I don't worry about nobody's life, period.
Well, one thing I don't agree with is when people constantly, you know, call you up, and it's like they want you to be the voice of an issue. You know, like, Andre, did you see this? You should do something about it. But why don't they do something? Why don't they say something?
And
it's like they
Jasmine because the icons call me. The icons and
no,
the legends
that's,
call
but you know
and it's
I
not
know.
Even
this.
The newcomers. This is all the icons call me. Oh, you are the
voice. That I know that.
Yeah,
why don't you
do
something? And then it turns into what it turned into. Because
maybe
it makes Andre look bad.
How much power it is. You ever send somebody, go read your Bible, do your
homework. But it's no shade, Nicole. These people have
power. Well, that's not important, obviously, if they're calling Andre. And
they just don't want to get caught up.
And they gag at this power so dynamic. But all of that is supposed to happen. All of it, everything. I love Andre so much for everything that's happening, right? It's supposed to happen because he's going to bring forth the people that are in the background. So it's all still, it's all right. It really is all right. It's all right.
The shade
you know, a lot of people
me
say,
and I
Andre,
understand
you know what they say. You know, a lot of people say this. Andre, they be like, Andre, you should just, like let it go. Just let everything go back and step back. I felt, you know, I really feel this way. If I stepped back, what would happen to the scene? Like, it's already fierce now, so imagine if I just left it alone.
I've been telling
you. And I feel that.
I'm gonna tell
her
you need to stop walking and just worry about Andre. Fuck everybody else.
The thing about it, really, I don't even really let's think about it. How many times I walk? I don't even walk no more. I might be everywhere, but I don't walk. So it's not even a part of walking anymore. I might walk 3 times per year or 4, like per year. I used to walk 40 times a year, bitch.
Well, my biggest problem is everybody wants to start these movements, and all these people want to jump on these bandwagons to try to make it different and to outshine everybody. I think what a lot of people need to do, this is my personal opinion, seriously, I think it all starts at home. If you can better yourself at home and what you're doing, then you can help start a movement. And help make a difference. Don't jump onto the next person's bandwagon because that's a lot of the stuff that I was hearing today. That was a lot of the stuff. I got a call today, and this was before all of this, and maybe the call that I got was, you know, based on what was going down. But I got a call about, you know, people wanting to start, you know, different things to better this community. And these are in other cities and other states that they want me to be a part of and stuff. But again, my thing is we all need to make sure that we have a strong foundation before we can help build a new foundation. And that's where my thing is. Don't just jump on the bandwagon because you're mad at somebody else. I noticed that a lot tonight. Or because you, how can you try to change somebody's life or start a movement or move forward or do anything when you are not where you're supposed to be? Unless you're asking for help as well. But don't do it to attack. Don't say, finally, it's getting done and everything because you're mad at the other person. That's something that I was noticing as well. I think we
need
to all get together and work together.
You know what I think? I think all those icons and those legends that don't see shit that's going on, Miss Thang, I think they need to stop calling that 404-914-4449 number, Miss Thang, and speak on their motherfucking own. Because if they sit here, Miss Thang, and they want to yap at Andre ear, and then Andre comes and Andre yap on the radio show, and then everybody want to attack Andre, well, it's not really Andre. It's these other bitches that's motherfucking scared, Miss Thang, and need to open up their motherfucking mouth.
The fucking truth right there. That is the truth right there, and that's what a lot of people fail to realize. That is what the truth. Stop dialing that number and calling him up when you have the power. You be at everybody else's ball. You be at all over Walk For Me and all the rest of this stuff. It's just that you don't want to get caught up in the middle of it, so you rather somebody else say it, let them attack him, but at least you know it's getting done. And that's exactly what's happening. They're texting him. They're calling him. Child, if I have an issue, I don't call Andre and tell him, bitch, this is what I'm going to do. He don't know half of the shit that I'm going to do. He don't know half of the shit that I'm going to say. I just tell him, bitch, I got something to say. Make sure you're there. I speak for myself. You're 100% right, only one me. There should be structure for the amount of balls that we have in this community per year in all the different states. There needs to be some type of structure. We need to have some type of structure, but the only way we can get structure together is that we can all be on the same page. And again, I don't see how that's going to happen because I think it starts at home. If we can't get on the same page at home, within our own house, with our own children, within our own leaders, mothers and fathers working together, overalls, overseers working together, and then to try to unite with other houses to make it better, other leaders, other legends, other icons. Child, it's just too much. It's so much of a conflict. But we have to start somehow. And you know what? Maybe one or two people can start it, and other people will work. So I take that back about jumping on the bandwagon. Maybe if they see one or two people start it, they'll jump on the bandwagon and learn from it, and they'll start it too. Kelly, you got a caller.
Oh, hold on, hold on.
Girl, where you at? Is she gone again?
I guess so.
678-735, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah?
Yes, hello?
Hey, Jazz, how you doing? What's up, Andre? This is Clayton, and what's up, Kelly? What you were saying, Jasmine, and you make so much sense, and just call in because I just heard this was going on, and I got so enlightened and about what you were saying. Just coming from the meeting, Andre just came from that meeting we had, and what you're saying, Jasmine, you're totally correct in some sense, too. But when you have other mothers and fathers and other leaders that don't want to work hard in the scene and get the accolades what they deserve and try to, for instance, join little other teams and try to outvote the other people and give the people other stuff easily. Like we just left an alliance meeting, which was totally, I can't even think of the word right now, and Andre was there. And it is going crazy because they're not giving people what they deserve. Like back in the days, like they, y'all were saying last night, we didn't worry about becoming legendary or worry about getting stuff. We worried about winning other year, and we walked all these other states. Now, right now, they want to give people stuff
easy. So how do you go about fixing that or going back to how things used to be? And I want to hear that from you, Jasmine, if you have an opinion on that.
How do we go back? I mean, my thing is, like I was saying, I think it kind of starts. Like you just said, the one thing right there is all the undermining, like, okay, you don't like what's going on and you want to jump to this ship with somebody else and try to outdo the other person. Honey, that's stuff that happens within your own house as well. You have houses that are divided with leaders. You have, power heads that, are attacking other people within your own house and stuff. And it's like if you can't even unite in your own house and then you have other house members that they don't even have respect for their own house, so they'll jump to the other house but carry this house name but jump to the other house and attack their own house. It's just so much underhanded undermining that's going on. Until you can get people to stand strong for what they are, what they have, what name they carry, I don't see how it's going to move any forward. Everybody sits here and does things for the wrong reason. It has to be for the right reason. You guys have a structure down there, up there in Atlanta, I'm down here, and you guys have had this alliance for a while. And I think that you guys started something that could benefit or teach other other cities, other regions away. Chicago can do the same thing, New York can do the same thing, the Carolinas and stuff, but it's like they have to learn from you, but I don't see how it's going to be good. I don't know what to say.
And Andre, your opinion on it also too?
My opinion is, one, you have to get rid of tainted material.
What's up? That's
your house. You have to get rid of, to fix a problem like that, everybody would have to get rid of the tainted ones in their house, regardless of the trophy winners, if they're big people in their house. Once you have a big, powerful, tainted person in your house, you're not going to forward. You're not going to go forward at all until you get rid of all the garbage. Mm-hmm. Once all the garbage is done, then you can fix it. So if every house don't get rid of the tainted ones, it's a problem. If the tainted ones are in the front with the leaders, that's what I mean.
But the tainted ones don't have no power. And in the end, that's what happens. They don't have no power. I believe we should just move forward. You can't worry about the tainted ones.
No. Don't get me wrong. Some of the tainted ones could be legends. Some of the tainted ones could be icons. Mm-hmm. These are some of the ones that are at the alliance meetings that do have a voice, that do have it. When they are in the middle of something fucking up the scene, they are the ones that can actually persuade another person to do something, or if the other person don't have the right
time. But it won't last very long. It won't last very long. Anytime something
gets
tainted.
It's lasting a long time in Georgia.
And not really when look at what you're causing. Well, it's now coming to an end. Well,
how do you feel, Clayton? What do you feel can change it?
I mean, I understand that. I just don't, like, I think when I was listening to what Kelly was saying about something, which you were saying, stop throwing the undermined shade. Just be upfront and just, be able to take the truth. If people these days tell the truth and just be able to accept it and stop trying to think it's shade, then we'll be a whole lot better. If you know this person don't deserve something, or if you know this mother shouldn't be mother of the year or father of the year, and you just want to throw somebody else's name out there just to throw it out there, and you got eight other people knowing that this person don't need it, but you only got one person that's going to really be truthful and say it, but all the other eight people are going to sit there and be like, you know what, that is right. It's like, come on, let's be upfront. Let's like we said back in the days, you deserve something because you deserved it. Now these days, it's like you have people sit back and don't want to just tell the truth and just be upfront and say, you know what, this person don't accept it. If you be upfront and say that, they think you're being rude or you're being nasty or you're being shady.
But let me chime in, because you know what, I was just talking about this earlier today, right? And this is what needs to really stop. And it's no shade to anybody that I'm mentioning right now, because they're my girlfriends and whatever, Miss Thing. But myself and Tony Milan sat at the nominations meeting here in New York City, and we debated about my daughter that's in my house is a drag queen and his daughter that is in his house that's a drag queen. We went over the votes. His daughter had 4 wins for 2009. My daughter had 4 wins for 2009. Another child had 3 wins for 2009. But at the end of the day, the girls voted for Tiana Milan for Butch Queen Up in Drags of the Year, and she wasn't even in the running with none of those girls. The girls need to stop being motherfucking voted for their girlfriend's mistake and voted for how the fuck it should be, and then that's when all the fucking drama and all the shit would stop.
But see, that's why the Ballroom Alliance and the Ballroom Commission, that's what would stop that. That would stop everybody else that throws their opinion out there and people that have no right to do that. That's what would stop it. Somebody who's
but
in
that's what Clayton
power.
Is saying, Nicole. They have an alliance in Atlanta, and they still don't
you
do
got,
it.
Let me tell you why. Hold on. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. It's called blind. Now, let me show you what blind means. I'm in the house of Mizrahi, so I'm blind to see any other talent ever anywhere else. That's the fucking problem for everybody. Regardless what house you in, you should see talent everywhere. It should not be, since I'm a Mizrahi, I only see Mizrahi. And that's the problem every house is having around here. That's the ones that's tainted. They don't see nothing but their house, and it's wrong. Because at the end of the day, I don't care what house you in. If you turned it of the year or if you did with your accolades, you should get what you deserve. The problem
but
is
my
everyone's
question
blind.
Is why aren't these people, you know, these cities and stuff, why aren't they really tallying up people's really of the wins? I mean,
oh, no, that's not the problem, Jasmine. They tally up that. But the problem is Mother of the Year, Father of the Year, Statement of the Year, New York, Philly, Atlanta's Finest. All of them are the problems because at that time it ain't no tallies. You have to get together as a team. And the
so
team
why
is
don't
so
you
tainted.
Set a why don't you set a criteria on what why
okay,
how
okay.
do we determine which your Mother of the Year? How
Here
you
we
gain Mother
that's
of the
that's
Year?
This. We have a criteria, but the criteria changes every year because if one girlfriend don't like what that one is saying, then they're going to sit here and say something about it with the rest of them might agree, so it changes every year. Am I right, Clayton?
But then I think
I'm going to give you a perfect example. I'm going to throw these two houses since me and Andre, because you got the Chanel, and I'm not saying that we do it. I'm one of the leaders, so I'm gonna get with Andre, who's another leader of another house. You got the Chanel's and Mrs. Okay. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna combine together, right? And I'm gonna throw out a name. I'm just gonna throw out a Michelle instead. We don't got Michelle. Michelle should be Mother of the Year, right? So me and Andre is cool. So Andre's gonna vote with me, knowing that Michelle should get Mother of the Year, or we're gonna get somebody else. So we got three right there. So that's what I'm trying to say. They want to combine. You got houses that want to combine together, knowing that Michelle should win Mother of the Year. But since we got three girlfriends right here, we outrule the other people that's there. That's why I see what's going on. And knowing that Michelle shouldn't win Mother of the Year, when you got somebody, Stephanie, that's throwing a name out, you know, we don't have a Stephanie down here, should actually won it. You know what I'm trying to say?
I mean,
that?
I think the only thing that you can do in situations like that is you have to set a criteria and you have to set it in stone. And it has to be something that's done.
I don't think that you're really ever going to be able to solve that situation. But at the end, like Andre said something yesterday. He said many of us could stand, but only few of us will be still standing. So at the end, even if someone is treated unfairly, if she deserves to be mother, she will get her day. Nothing unfair will go without being unseen. It's not. That's not going to happen. So that's why I said the movement is all about moving on. We too busy judging and saying this is what happened. Do what you need to do. Do what you have to do. Play your part. Everybody else will start dropping off like flies. We talk about too many situations and this one. And you know what? To me, all that is just fun. Like Andre said, it's a platform for us to go up. All right, it's all fun. But the bottom line is when you're doing something good, Jasmine, Andre, Kelly, when you're out there and your heart is in the right, it's going straight to the top. And you're going to have all these demons and all these people, and a lot of them won't agree, but a lot of them will.
So you're basically saying the good without shining the bad down the line.
But down the line. So even if it's unfair, even if you can't change these people, we have people that are in authority that are tainted. Okay? We can't change it. And sometimes in a voting situation, you're right, it can go very unfair. But it won't stay that way very long. Only one can win. Andre, that's why the movement is going. All of this is supposed to happen. We're debating this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened. Andre did not have a nice history in the beginning. It's not a surprise to me that he's being attacked. I'm Kiki, and I think it's fun. I don't want him to get discouraged at all, because all he's going to do is bring out, well, now other people may see how important and what we work, the talent that we have and all the money we can get.
Hold on, Nicole. We got another caller. 646-350. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up? This is Mike Haynes.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing? I just want to commend y'all on the show. This actually was actually one of your better shows. I'm glad I called in tonight to listen to it. What you arguing on what's being made brought to the surface tonight is something that is going to go on forever. And no one's going to ever agree totally on anything.
Mm-hmm.
We've been through this for ages, since the 80s, the 90s. Well, I came out in the late 80s, but the 90s and we into the 2000s now. Mm-hmm. Status is something that's always going to be debatable. Everybody's going to see things differently.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going to vote differently. What's important is that we do set a criteria in which we try to follow as closely as possible. I don't think that there's so much blame to go around. I don't think that pointing fingers is going to actually solve anything. I commend the union between you and Kevin tonight, Andre.
Uh-huh.
That's a step in the right direction. Now,
mm-hmm.
if there's no progression behind that, then that was all for show. Now, you're never going to be best friends. None of us are ever going to be as close as we could be, but what we can agree on, that's all that matters. And we take it from there, one step at a time. I think that, like I said, with the status situation, it's going to be debatable. There's so many people that's calling themselves this and calling themselves that, and this group hangs out with that group, and this group hangs out with this group, and I don't see that person. You're never going to eliminate that. People are getting up the years, and you already know half of them don't even deserve it. But it's okay.
Mm-hmm. But that's what makes it hot, because it makes you want to come on back. I just think that there's a respect factor that is missing between it. That's what you don't see it. I'm going to make her love it. That's the way I thought it was. We're not gonna, if everybody was my sister, we'd be on the runway like, I don't want to battle her. I love her. We don't want no shade. Oh, no, we should be able to battle, tear the fucking building down, and go have a drink afterwards.
Never no shade. Andre, remember. Remember all the stuff you used to go through. Everybody complained about your legitimacy to every category you wore. I remember you couldn't. Your runway wasn't runway. And you and Tony used to tear it down. You and Tony Revlon used to tear it down. Y'all were always the final battle. And then it was your labels wasn't really late.
Mm-hmm.
And it
yes,
was just always
Mike.
Something. It
yes.
was always it wasn't one thing. If it wasn't one thing, it was another. If it wasn't this, it was that. And you have survived. I remember when your first ball, which was your last ball as a Revlon, from your first ball all the way up to current day, you have been theater from beginning to end. I don't think anybody could ever question your legitimacy. I think that is something that is maybe it's out of jealousy. Maybe it's out of animosity. But anybody in their right mind can never question your legitimacy in this ballroom scene, period. Anyone who does is a damn fool.
Hold on, Mike. We got one more caller. Stay right there with us.
301-420. You're on the air.
Grandma, I love you.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? I'm one of the newest members in the ballroom scene, and I commend everybody on what's going on tonight, and I think that it's a positive look on the ballroom scene, but I do think that a lot of times everybody needs to not focus too much on the statuses, because this whole thing is supposed to be a more of an outlet and a movement for our community, as well as to come out and just have a good time. And for some people, it's supposed to be like an extracurricular, and then I understand that some people do take it seriously, but I think that it's supposed to be more for fun, you know what I'm saying? And for me being one of the newest members, I came into the ballroom scene last March at the Capitol Awards Ball, and this is something that I love doing. I love walking. I love participating. I like seeing everybody. So I would like it to be a positive thing and not have everybody focus on too much of the negative bullshit, because I don't think it's necessary. I think everybody should just come out, have fun, walk, and whatever titles you get it. It's not really nothing to brag about or be upset about, because at the end of the day, it's really not paying your bills, and it's just an extracurricular, and it's fun. And that's it.
I agree.
I totally agree with what you're saying. And you continue to walk, but let me tell you one thing, and when I say this, you can't worry about everybody else. You got to worry about yourself. We can't change it. That's the problem. Like Mike Hayes said, I'm going to hurt him. We all pointing fingers. You can't change people. You can only change yourself, and then you will see all the people you have changed by watching. You can't change it. So when you doing something different and you on a ballroom floor and you're fighting for your dear life and you don't see it and you leave that ballroom with no problems and respect for that person, you just change the situation.
Thank you. Michael Hayes, are you still there with us?
I'm still here with you.
I love you, Mike. Wait, hold on the call. Mike, can you please say goodnight to our listening audience? We definitely got to wrap it up. I got to finish painting my house.
Okay. Well, I want to say goodnight, and I thank you so much for keeping this, for bringing a whole new outlet and keeping the tradition of the ballroom scene and bringing it to another level. And I thank you all, because y'all all are a part of it. And goodnight.
Clayton, are you still there?
Yeah.
Is Clayton gone?
I'm still here, Kelly.
Say goodnight to the listening audience, Clayton.
Thank you, and goodnight, everybody. And we'll see everybody Sunday for the $5,000. Hope to see you there, Kelly and Jasmine.
I'll be there. Nicole, say goodnight to the girls.
Never personal. Just
okay.
Business.
Nicole Trophy has spent his Yahoo in the chat room. He said, can you please hit him up? He has questions about the icon ball.
Well, tell him to hit me up at iconnicole@yahoo.com.
Okay. Well, I am the legendary overall East Coast mother of the House of Mizrahi. I love you all for being here on a special edition of the show with us, honey. I'll see all you girls and the Icon Ball on Saturday. I'll see all you girls and Atlanta. Me and my children are coming down. And I love you all for loving me. Practice safe sex in Atlanta this weekend or in New York City. And definitely wrap it up. Andre, you go ahead. And then Jasmine's after you. Bye-bye.
Hi, everybody. Thank y'all for calling in again for the special show. And I think today was a positive day, too. And I just hope a lot of issues, we find solutions for them. And take it easy, and I'll definitely see y'all back here Monday. Bye-bye, Jasmine.
Everybody, I want to say it's no shade towards anyone that may have taken anything personal tonight. Like I said before, I'm happy if one issue can get resolved. If one caller can be happy, if one $5,000 winner walked away and it changed their life. If we can make a difference, even if it's just with one person or one issue, I believe we succeeded. I hope things can work out between Kevin and Andre. I hope things work out between Jamal and Andre. And I hope this community can unite somehow, and we can put an end to this radio wars as well. Chat room, I really, really thank you. I know I'm not on all the time, but I appreciate all of you guys. Staff members, Kelly, Nicole, Andre, thank you again as well. Don't forget this weekend, the awards ball in Atlanta on Sunday, the Icon Ball in New York on Saturday. Everyone have a safe Martin Luther King weekend. Travel safely. Like Kelly says, wrap it up. Enjoy yourselves, and we will see you guys on Monday. same bat time, same bat channel. Good night.